You're hearing the song Can't Back Down by the Bad Rabbits, a local band recently named Punk Artist of the Year. The band's music is distributed free on the website karmaloop.com. And that free distribution is one of many experiments tried by Karmaloop founder and CEO Greg Selko. Selko launched Karmaloop 10 years ago in his parents' Jamaica Plain basement. It started out as an online store selling urban streetwear or funky, edgy clothing like hoodies. Now, 10 years later, Karmaloop gets 4.5 million unique visitors to its website each month, and the company says it expects to reach $100 million in annual revenue. Joining us now to tell us more is Greg Selko, the founder, owner, and CEO of Karmaloop. Welcome to Radio Boston, Greg.
Good to be here.
And listeners, we want to know if you have a question for Karmaloop CEO Greg Selko. Maybe you know his store on Newberry Street. That's actually the only store, Greg, I think.
The only one.
The rest is just all a website.
Just the web.
But we'll be talking more about other ventures underway, like Karmaloop TV. So we want to know if you're surprised to hear that the world's largest streetwear retailer is based here in Boston, and what you think of Boston as a fashion town, if you think that's related. Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at Radio Boston. Greg, you have an interesting background. You grew up in JP.
I did.
You have a master's in public policy from Harvard's Kennedy School.
I do.
You were working at the Boston Redevelopment Authority when Karmaloop was born. You were doing this on the side while you were working at the BRA. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it was very nascent when I was at the BRA, but, you know, it was a small website. My girlfriend, who's now my wife, Dina. Hi, Dina. We were working on it together. It was something that I did at night when I got home from the BRA. You know, we might have had 4 or 5 orders a week, you know, so we had to just go down to the basement, pack them up. I'd take them on the Orange Line. She'd take them on the way to law school. I'd take them on the Orange Line, stop at the post office and mail them myself and then go into the BRA.
Now, there's an interesting story, which I hope you can tell us very briefly, about why you decided to start this company. Because when you hear that someone went to the Kennedy School and then worked to the BRA, you might not think they're heading towards urban streetwear retailer. But you started to realize that a lot of urban streetwear was only available at little boutiques. And not only was it kind of hard to get your hands on if you wanted it, but people who made it sort of even had trouble drumming up sales. So you noticed an entrepreneurial opportunity. Describe that opportunity.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the reasons why we've been successful is we've come at it from a very authentic place, and I think that resonates with the audience. And, you know, it's just basically the culture that I was into, and my friend Al, who's was with the company for a long time, went to London, he's coming back now, he was our original web designer. He had an electronic music magazine called Decontrol, which was Boston-based, and was hip-hop and electronic music. And we were trying to sell ads to these brands that we knew had a huge amount of visibility. People saw them on DJs, on, you know, skaters and other things. People knew the brands, but if you didn't live in a city, you couldn't get them. And the internet was sort of
a way to get them.
Yeah, provide a universal reach.
So you have a flagship store now. You've gone beyond a website. But it's on Newberry Street, which seems counter in a way to the image you have. Why not go into Downtown Crossing, which could use a boost from a retail store anyway?
Well, you know, that we thought about that, and it certainly Downtown Crossing could use a boost, and our old office was down there, and we love Downtown Crossing. But, you know, we're an international brand, and the store has a lot to do with marketing, and we get a lot of tourists in Boston, and a lot of people come from all over the world. And Newberry Street is, you know, the hub of and Mecca for shopping in Boston, for better or for worse. Right now, we could use a few more areas, and I think at some point there new ones will pop up. But right now, it's sort of the central place, and we want to make it easy for tourists and others who came, who might be shopping on the website, to come find the store. And then people who were tourists who were walking down Newberry Street are more likely to see it and maybe discover the website.
So people can buy urban streetwear at your store on Newberry Street. But what you do on the website is not, you don't make clothes. You're basically a clearinghouse for people, very small manufacturers in some cases, who make urban streetwear. They can find it on your website and buy it on your website.
Yeah, I think that's a fair, description. You know, we basically are like a Macy's or anyone else, except that unlike Macy's, which sells more mainstream brands, we happen to sell a lot of really unique brands, stuff that we sort of scour the globe to find, stuff that might be, you know, very rare or, you know, just made in Montreal or Tokyo, and we kind of bring it to the masses or to the world. But we do make some of our own clothes as well.
Listeners, I'm talking with Greg Selko. He's the CEO of Karmaloop, which is now the world's largest online urban streetwear retailer, although it's based right here in Boston, which many people think is not the most fashionable city in the country. If you have questions If you have questions for Greg Selko of Karmaloop, we're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Greg Selko, you have this expression verge culture. You say that's your clientele, that's who you're marketing to. How do you define verge culture?
Well, verge culture, I think, is, you know, kind of an exciting group of kids and young adults. And, you know, it's something that I think as a cultural movement is going to just keep growing as the world, the barriers in the world continue to shrink. But it's really, you know, something that we've kind of defined ourselves. And it's really the first generation to grow up with the internet. It's a cut and paste culture. They take lots of divergent, you know, influences from like Indian Bhangra music to hip hop, to Japanese anime, and then they, you know, they all meet together on the web and they create new styles and trends, and it's very fast-moving culture. It's a group that tends to not be defined primarily by race or by ethnicity, but instead by shared ideas.
So it's the verge culture, on the verge of what, assuming that's how you mean to use that word?
We actually mean it in terms of convergence. Mm. So it's a convergence of lots of styles and tastes, and it's a group that's, you know, fairly sophisticated because of the fact they grew up with the internet and they know a lot about what's going on in many different places in the world.
Besides Karmaloop being an online retailer now, you're actually about to start something called Karmaloop TV. You want to make this sort of a destination. Tell us what Karmaloop TV is supposed to do.
We were hoping you could do a show on the channel.
We'll see if it launches, and then maybe.
All right.
So what is it supposed to be?
So really, you know, a few years ago when the videos really started to mature online, we decided that, look, we sell to a culture where we want to be a brand name just like Virgin or Disney. Obviously, they hit different, you know, groups, but it's really about, you know, having a brand name that appeals to a group. And there's a lot more to our culture than just fashion. There's music, there's action sports, there's, you know, visual art. And, you know, we were seeing that a lot of people were trying to create websites that were video-based that kind of tried to, you know, target this culture, our culture. And we thought we could do it better, and we leveraged our brand name, and we started creating a lot of videos. And now it's a wildly popular online video destination. And from that, it's a long story. I don't know how much time we have, but basically we were approached by a woman named Katie McEnroe, who's the founded AMC, which I think you guys have probably heard of. And she also founded the We Network, and she was really into building brands. She felt like that's the hardest part, and we had done that. She liked the content that was on the video channel. And so two of us teamed up. We're great partners, and we're working towards the cable launch this year.
So this cable station would be a way for you to promote and sell your merchandise, but you also see it having movies, the horror movies, breakdancing films, kung fu pictures. It's going to be a full channel.
Right. Well, I mean, if it helps us sell clothes, that's great. We're not against that. But I mean, the channel lives and dies and stands on its own two feet for the content that it has. And I don't think the cable operators would have, you know, agreed to move forward with us if they thought it was just, you know, another home shopping, unless we had positioned it that way.
So it's meant to be more than a home shopping network.
Absolutely. There'll be some tie-ins with Karmaloop with style-related shows and even some opportunities to sell stuff. But the vast majority of it's going to be movies that sort of define and shape verge culture.
This is Radio Boston, and I'm talking to Karmaloop CEO Greg Selko. Karmaloop is the largest online streetwear retailer in the world. And Greg Selko, we have a caller from Watertown who has a question for you. This is Joe. Hi, Joe.
Joe.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling, Joe.
My question, being a local Bostonian and a performing artist, I was curious on what your experiences were with the artist scene, the fashion scene, the music scene within Boston, if that was something that supported you to get your business going, or if you found it was more like a obstacle than a foundation, I guess, so to speak.
Joe, that was a great question. It's like you teed it up for me, so I appreciate that. You know, it's funny because I was going to talk a little bit later on in the show about an organization that we're starting with some of the employees of Karmaloop and some other creative cultural types in the city, and I'd love to get you involved. It's called the Future Boston Alliance, and really what we have had great support from the artistic community in Boston. We just wish there was more, and that the city was more friendly to cultural creatives and young entrepreneurs. And I know there's a lot of people talking about it, and there's a lot of people trying to do stuff, but we've kind of tried to get a group of people who are doing different creative stuff, whether it be fashion or tech or anything else, and try to get us together to kind of advocate to see what we can do to improve the environment for artists, for cultural creatives.
Greg Selko, that's what your foundation hopes to do. But Joe had also asked about what you think about Boston's fashion scene. And I think you've said you really do consider it kind of crusty. We're not particularly cutting edge when it comes to fashion. We're far from New York. So has that been a hurdle for basically having a fashion operation in a city that's not that fashionable?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go that hard on Boston. You know, we have our share of sweatpants and Patriots jerseys, but that's cool.
And fleece vests.
Why not? Keeps you warm, and who doesn't like the Patriots? But no, the fact is that I wouldn't put it down that much. I think Boston would get the award for most improved over the last, you know, I've lived here my whole life. I was born and raised in Jamaica Plain, and I've definitely seen a huge trend. I mean, you can even see even other genres of clothing with Barney's, and there's a much better retail scene here. And I think that, you know, I've traveled a lot. I wouldn't say Boston's at the bottom of the pile. I would say it's, you know, New York is New York and LA is LA, but I feel like we're definitely, it's exciting actually to see, and hopefully Karmaloop's helping a little bit.
You've also said, I believe, that in a way, being in Boston helps from you being distracted. I mean, that in some ways, New York might be, would be New York in some ways, besides just the competition, make it be a harder place for you to do what you do?
Yeah, I don't think it would necessarily be pros and cons. I don't think it would necessarily be harder there. In fact, I mean, naturally people would say, hey, that's the world capital of fashion, so there would be a lot of upsides. But I think Boston has had some upsides too. I think one is that, you know, fashion is a world where there's a lot of distractions, a lot of parties, a lot of events, and we all like to go to them as well. But, you know, in Boston, there's some of that, and we try to do some of that. But at the same time, we can stay more focused on trying to build the business. And we go to New York often, and we go to L.A. often to go to those events and to do buying and things like that.
We have a caller from Somerville. This is Stan. And Stan, what's your question for Greg Selko, the CEO of Karmaloop?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Stan.
Hi, my question is, what do you think the influence of both your company and sources like your company on, I guess, frankly, improving the options available for men's fashion? I grew up in Greater Boston, and like you said a second ago, there were a lot of Patriots sweatshirts and Red Sox hats, and it wasn't really acceptable to wear bright colors or express yourself the same way as women do. But now I'm seeing, as I'm in my 20s, that that's becoming a real possibility. So I'll take my response off the air. Thanks.
Stan, come on. You got to express yourself. Don't hold back. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, I hope we've been an influence, and I think that, you know, people should feel, you know, comfortable with expressing themselves and wearing what they want. And I think there's, you know, I'm not quite sure exactly what the question was, but I definitely...
What has the influence been? How do you think you've influenced men's fashion in Boston?
Well, I mean, I think we've had a positive influence. I mean, we've had people who've worked at Karmaloop who've left and created clothing lines and have done those clothing lines in the city. We've paired up with there's a great clothing line called Society Original Products.
Do you think you've persuaded men in Boston to dress differently?
Well, I mean, some of them. Not the whole city.
We have a caller from Wally's Cafe in the South End, too. This is Frank. Hi, Frank. What's your question?
I love Wally's.
What's your question for Greg Selko?
Oh, yeah. Listen, you know, I'm inspired by your story, and I want to tell you you're a great inspiration. And I wish that other kids who grew up in the urban area knew about your story, because it might motivate these kids to try to, you know, follow your path or the path that they might, you know, choose, as in doing some hard work. So what do you do with work in terms of with urban kids so that they can, maybe be inspired by what you do?
So what do you do with urban kids, Greg Selko?
Well, we do a ton of stuff. We have Youth Design, which is a group that gets design and artistic kids from the Boston Public Schools to do internships. So we've had some great people. One of them we wound up hiring after they got out of school. We've done. I was just over at in Jamaica Plain at the MS. I can't remember it's on Green Street. I can't remember all the letters here, but we had a great time. We were with the kids building, gingerbread houses, and we talk a lot about what we do as work. We're working with the B1 Example, which is the city anti-violence prevention group. We've helped with them. I judged a contest where they designed T-shirts, and I'm getting Pharrell Williams, who's a celebrity, to film a spot against violence in Boston, and he's going to wear the T-shirt that the kids made. So I totally agree with you, and I think that, you know, it's our responsibility, all of our responsibility who live in Boston, to try and, reach out to as many people as we can and help them if you've had some success.
Greg Selko, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thanks a lot.
Greg Selko is the
Shop
founder.
Shop in Karmaloop.
Greg Selko is the founder, owner, and CEO of Karmaloop. That's a Boston-based company that's become the largest online streetwear retailer in the world. Up next, one of Boston's newest singer-songwriters, Lady Lamb the Beekeeper. We'll be back after a short break. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.